Nona Peltier's joined us in the studio for our business chat. Okay, yesterday we talked about the ANZ, wasn't it, and its result. Or was it the day before? Can't remember. But BNZ joined in with a sharply increased first half year profit.
Yeah, it made $660 million. That's a first half result. And that's in line with what we've seen with the Westpac as well as ANZ, as you just mentioned. And it's for basically the same reasons that they've got improved, increased lending and deposits. They've also
mortgage loans, you mean?
Yes, yeah. That's right. And also the margins. So that's, of course, because they're making a lot of money off of that. And there's been some concern there. And also reversing some of the money they set aside for bad and doubtful debts. So they didn't have those materialized. So they've written that back in their books. That's helped them as well. So basically, if you leave aside the one-off items that they have in their result, it was an 18% increase on last year. So pretty good result for the BNZ.
And fuel retailer, right? So this is the petrol station, Z Energy. It's back in the black. It's had a turnaround as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so they had lost, they made a reported a loss in the year earlier of $88 million. And so this year they made $57 million. And that's pretty good considering where they were at. And I think in the first half of this year, this financial year that ended in March, they had lost like $57 million, something like that, million dollars. So a big turnaround for them. But they're not out of the woods. They said that there's still a lot of, you know, difficulty with the reduced margins and that revenue hasn't really bounced back. It's still down 29% on the year earlier.
How have they turned it around to that extent, though?
Well, they've done it through cost savings.
Right.
Of course. You know, they've laid off some staff. They've automated some of their business. They've shed off some pieces that are, you know, not making them money. They've really had to rationalize. And they're not out of the woods. One of the things they're looking at right now is New Zealand Refining. They own about 15% of that company. And they are the refinery at Marsden Point. They are supporting a move away from a refinery to becoming an importer of refined goods. And the reason for that is that in Asia, there are a number of new refineries opening up that are more cost effective than anything we can do here in New Zealand. And it's time for us to sort of close up shop here, import, and get a better deal overall for everyone.
Okay, let's take a twirl around the markets, eh?
Right, okay, so interesting. We had some interesting news this afternoon out of Australia. So China has said that they've indefinitely suspended their economic discussions with Canberra, and that caused the Australian dollar to drop and against the Australian, against the New Zealand and American currency. So we are sitting at 72 US cents, 93.2 Australian and 51.8 pence. The NZX Top 50 Index, we fell 0.75%. That's 0.75. Or by 97 points to 12,752. And that's it.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with Business there.